I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Trump administration could pick a Georgia military base to house migrant children detained by the government. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, officials toured the facility yesterday.
Representatives from both the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services are looking at the Army's Fort Benning, just south of Columbus. According to the Columbus Ledger-Inquirer, officials are looking at the 284-square-mile base, the fifth largest military installation in the world, to find unused buildings that could be repurposed for detaining migrant children. The search follows reports of overcrowding in current HHS child detention facilities. Fort Benning is home to a number of Army infantry brigades, as well as the Army Airborne and Ranger Training Brigade. Also in consideration for the new role are Fort Sill in Oklahoma and Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta will play host to several Democratic presidential candidates today. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker will speak at the Democratic National Convention's African American Council Leadership Summit. Meanwhile, former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke and former Vice President Joe Biden will speak at a fundraiser tonight. The leader of a Mexico-based megachurch with plans to build in Georgia has been arrested in a major sex trafficking case. Joaquin Garcia and three others were arrested on 26 felony charges of sex trafficking, child rape, and child pornography. A representative for the La Luz del Mundo Church denied the charges yesterday.
The church categorically rejects each and every allegation made against him.
Garcia had planned to build a new megachurch development in Hall County. He's being held in Los Angeles with a bail set at $50 million. Atlanta native Tahari Jones has won the Woman's Prize for Fiction with her novel, An American Marriage. Jones' best-selling novel centers on the successful African-American couple in Atlanta whose marriage is tested when the husband is imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit. Founded in 1996, the $38,000 prize is open to female English language writers from around the world. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Pittsburgh Pirates last night, final score 7-4. The Braves, who are in second place in the NL East, play one more game in Pittsburgh against the Pirates this afternoon. First pitch was at 12:35 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.